latest edition of Ducks Illustrated is out at a newsstand near you. He's a guy who wears many a hat to get the publication out. We welcome in Jerry Thompson. JT, good evening. How are things?
Things are great, Steve, and good to talk to you.
The new edition, looking good. And, of course, they actually wore the team colors, which I know you're a big fan of. Where can folks get it?
At your local Dairy Marts, Buy Marts, and UO Duck Stores, Oregon Stores, and all of our great sponsors, which is a plethora. So, you know, a lot of places to get it.
Okay, so...
And it's free. It's free.
And so we're a year and a day when Oregon made the decision to dismiss Mark Helfrich. That is your O&O, observations and opinions. When we look back at the last 366 days, what kind of goes through your head?
What goes through my head is it's kind of sad in a way because Coach Helfrich, Steve Greatwood, Don Pelham, et cetera, this is their destination. And it's too bad, you know, that they weren't going to go anywhere else. This is where they wanted to be. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Coach Taggart considering anything else, but, you know, it's too bad that we didn't have the success last year that we had this year, and the juice, so to speak, that the new staff has is how I, you know, would interpret that. So looking back is kind of sad, but I was in favor of Coach Helfrich being dismissed, for the record. Likeable guy, true Oregon Duck. His uncle played here. He was a fan, so... It's mixed emotions, you know, but I definitely think it was the right decision. I just hope we can keep Coach Leavitt and Cristobal and Coach Taggart and the rest, and because the trajectory is going up now. You know, it was going down according to A.D. Mullins, and I agree with that. So that's it. It's mixed emotions.
I know as a native and somebody who, you know, you worked as a manager for the football team, I guess, near the beginning of the Fouts era. I mean, it's you fall into this program as near and dear to you. The 145 miles to the north, not so much. with the chirping from the head coach to some of the players, I would imagine you enjoyed this one a little extra special.
Yeah, so I was in the end zone when Roy Freeman scored his first touchdown, got a couple of pictures of photos of Charles Nelson being mugged after the touchdown by number 33, well, I won't say what his name is, for Oregon State. And Roy Freeman's looking back, said, man, is Charles Nelson okay? And Charles Nelson gets up with a grin on his face, like he's Davy Crockett grinning down a bear or something, you know? and he, you know, he took... To me, the admonition of Coach Taggart is be tough enough to walk away. That was and you know, another thing I noticed, number 17 for Oregon State got an unsportsmanlike conduct call. He's left in the game the next play. He's not even taken out. Ty Griffin, who got, fortunately, you know, played a lot of seniors. It was great to see Ty Griffin there, but he gets a personal foul. He's right out of the game. Fortunately, he gets back in, you know, about 10, 15 minutes later or something. But that tells you something. To me, it says something about coaches and what they're demanding. You know, when a guy gets an unsportsmanlike conduct, the next thing he should see is an unsportsmanlike conduct by the coach in his face.
Yep. Yeah, the guy you're talking about, their safety, Jalen Moore, kind of started it. And at a certain point, it's like, do you guys are aware there's a scoreboard behind you, right? But
yeah.
One thing, obviously, you know, you talk about the defense last year. Bad is an understatement. It's one of the worst two or three in the country. And I don't even think it's accurate to say they've improved. I think except for a couple games, they actually had a good defense for a lot of this year, don't you think?
The Ducks you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, certainly not Oregon State.
We go from 11th in pass defense, 11th in rush defense, to 2nd in rush defense, 7th in pass defense, but 4th overall in the Pac-12. It's incredible. It's shows you what coaching can do. I mean, I don't think the personnel changed that much. You've got two nose guards who are true freshmen. You know, you've got Jalen Jelks, who's not the biggest guy, you know, you got Mondo, it's just a great coaching job. Just the little time we get to watch it practice, they stress the fundamentals so much and how to tackle. And I think Coach Leavitt deserves any raise that he can get. I sure hope we can keep him.
Yeah, well, you know, I think at just over a mil, he might be the highest paid coordinator in the conference. I'm not 100%, but he's a coordinator making over $1 million, so we'll see.
Well, I just think this whole college football, that head coach getting 4, 5, 10 times sometimes of what the assistants get is just crazy. The assistants do a lot of work, and, you know, I know the buck stops with the head coach, but I think it should. You know, it should be a lot more even than that. Anyway, it's not going to happen, but that's my 2 bits.
No, and also sometimes the head coach himself, and we've seen it before, goes in and fights a little more for his guys. We'll see how that plays out. So there's a new coach at that school down south, I think the one in Westwood, that a lot of people are familiar with. When you heard that was a done deal, what popped with you?
There's no team that I like other than Oregon and Washington State. So all the other teams in the Pac-12, I don't root for them. I know I don't, like some people, they root for the Pac-12. No, not me. But
yeah, me either, by the way.
I don't think Chip, I think what he did, you know, the Eagles, what he did, it's the 49ers, not that impressive. I don't think he's going to do that well, personally, but, you know, he might fool me, but I'm surprised he didn't go. If he was really offered Florida, I'm surprised he didn't go there instead of UCLA, but maybe I don't know what his reasons are. You're the guy who's got a close relationship with him. You tell me.
Well, I presented it last week as an SAT question, and I went suburb of Boston, Eugene, Philly, San Francisco, L.A., Gainesville. What doesn't fit here? I just don't think that kind of town or city or that mentality, I don't think that's his cup of tea, if you ask me, being somebody from the Northeast.
So. And, you know, like you've said, pointed out in your Mallard musings, I mean, he got to jump on everybody when they were down. Washington was 0-12, got all the Pac-12 teams were weaker, and you had the spread offense, which was just coming into its own. You know, some teams are running it. So, you know, what's it going to come up? If he comes up with something new and inventive that nobody's seen before, well, I'll tip my hat to Chip. But it's not going to be quite as easy, I don't think.
Oh, no, no. Like I said, it ain't no lock. Let's round the ball out a little bit and move to hoops. And, very clever, by the way. A bowl, B-O-W-L, and a bowl, B-O-L, for the Ducks. My heavens, that's a rather substantial recruiting score for Mr. Altman.
Yes, it's been fantastic. It was, probably 4 at the lowest nationally and number 1 in some and one recruiting service. So it's quite a coup, and it shows you what success will do with the Elite 8 and then the Final 4. And just the way, you know, it's amazing because Bull grew up pretty much as a Kentucky fan, even though he was living in Kansas. And he was rooting for, everybody around him was rooting for the Jayhawks. He was rooting for Kentucky, and here he's down to Kentucky and Oregon, but it was a lot of it had to do with he loves the Nike shoes, and, I mean, that's what I read in a newspaper article about him. And so just fantastic. They were honest with him and said, we see you like Chris Boucher, and, you know, maybe the greatest thing for Oregon that Chris Boucher came here and was able to get recruit, and not on his own, but to get Bull Bull to come here because of his own play. So I was kind of surprised that Coach Altman, as I read it, pretty much said he's going to be one and done. I mean, don't kid yourself. So that's going to be interesting next year with 3 other 4 and 5 stars coming in with Bull Bull, and then the 5-star this year and some of the other guys. It looks like next year. I hope it's not next year. I mean, I hope it is next year, but I hope we do good this year. But looks like next year is the year for Oregon basketball to really flourish at their best opportunity.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious. This whole one-and-done thing, I don't think you take that for granted, plus it's never happened here. We'll see. I want to get to what you wrote about Sabrina Ionescu. We have Coach Graves on, and he's just a terrific guy. And my goodness, I never get tired of watching her play, not just because she's a terrific player with a skill set, and I've said this before, she brings just a joy of the game that I've really grown an appreciation for. You wrote about her. I mean, this young lady is just special.
So you're watching women's basketball now. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it took Kelly Graves. Well, I did it for a while because I really like Bev Smith. But then with what he's doing and what this team does and watching some of the way they play, I'm just an admirer.
Yeah, well, I gave her the name. I didn't pass it or get a approval with Coach Graves or Sabrina herself. I call her T-Dub because of triple-double. You know, and she's already got – she needs one more to tie the Pac-12 – or no, to tie the NCAA record.
NCAA.
To break the NCAA record for triple-doubles. She's just tenacious. You said not the most athletic, not the most – you know, not the greatest shooter, not, you know, but just she just does everything the right way. I mean, she anticipates things. She anticipates passes and steals, and she anticipates rebounds. She's not perfect. She's only a sophomore.
Right.
But she's in a class by herself. I mean, she could set a record for triple-doubles. Because they're not one and done here, two and done in women's basketball. Fortunately, for 4 years, she could set the bar really high for triple doubles. And that also means, of course, assists, which means she's very unselfish. So Coach Gray says the team loves her. They're not jealous of her getting all this attention, being on the Anthony Lieberman watch list for point guard of the year. And of course, she shares the point guard with Maite Carzola.
Right.
But anyway, she's a pleasure to watch, and the women's team is, and they got big upside, that's for sure.
All right, one more time. It is a substantial, an expanded edition, almost 50 pages. Great pictures, as always, thus the illustrated. My Mallard Musings tags it. Where can folks pick it up, JT?
Yeah, a little bit of a self. I took the photo of the double truck in the middle of Herbert throwing the pass to Breland. I got some people emailed me out. Thought that was a nice shot, so I'm patting myself on the back.
Well,
anyway,
done.
Dairy March, Buy March, U of O Duck Stores, and all of our great sponsors who make it possible.
All right. Always a pleasure, JT. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much.
All right.